Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. I'm your host, Ryan Lankford. This week, we have an athlete that just finished their first season competing in varsity as a junior. They played a position new to them and consistently gave it their all as him and his team continued to push and persevere all season. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to David Moody of Flathead Basketball. My conversation with David will be right after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I'm here with my friend Amanda.
Hi, Amanda here with Gateway to Glacier Trails. We're so excited to be a Parkside partner this year and have their support as we build and maintain local trails, foster stewardship, and connect communities to our open spaces. If you love to hike, bike, trail run, ride your horse, or just enjoy the outdoors, you're going to want to check out our current projects. For more information, visit our website at gatewaytoglaciertrail.com.
The Parkside Partner Program. We say yes to local nonprofits.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, David Moody. Good morning, David, and welcome.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Is this your first time here?
It is, yeah.
And you're a junior Flathead?
Yep, junior.
That's nice to have a whole another year out of you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Does it feel like we're getting close to summer?
A little bit, yeah, especially with, you know, the sun's coming up and being able to like step outside with a t-shirt on and not freeze my tail off, it feels like it's on the way.
Yeah, I think the official day of spring is like March, is it 19th?
Is it really?
I think so.
Okay.
Because today is the 14th.
Uh-huh.
It's close.
Close.
Almost. The technical day.
Yeah,
right?
Almost.
And then like yesterday they were sweeping the streets and that's always like the sign.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, if they're confident, they don't have to gravel or, you know, sand again.
Yep.
We're in good shape.
Uh-huh.
Did you play basketball in grade school?
I did play basketball in grade school and all throughout middle school as well. And I think I kind of burnt myself out a little bit, so I took a break my sophomore year. But now that I've come back, I think that was a good call because this last year, since I took a break, I was able to come back strong and feeling ready and excited to play.
And you did it early. Like I took my senior year off playing soccer, mm-hmm. and I think I'll kind of always regret that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I might feel it when the future comes, but I figure, like, I'll understand at that point in time, I really lost the desire to play, so I don't think I'll be too hard on myself.
Well, you're young
it.
Enough that you came back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't do that your final year.
Yeah.
Like, do your sophomore year and then be like, okay, I'm going to go back. I learned that lesson.
Uh-huh.
That's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
What position did you play last season?
So this last season, I played the three or the four, the power forward or strong forward, just depending on who was on the court and how much height we had out there.
Okay.
But that was a new experience this year. In past years, I generally played a position that didn't require height dominance like those do, because I'm not a particularly tall person, especially in the basketball field. But
Were you the tallest one on the team?
Definitely not, but I wasn't the shortest either. So
okay.
We had, I think our tallest was 6'5". I'm sitting around 6 foot, and then we had all the way down to 5'8 or 5'9", I think. So
was he power forward with you?
He played power forward, but he also played center just because he was an athletic kid. And so he was able to play power forward where he was running around more, but he also played center to utilize his height a little bit.
Since you're in a height-dominated position,
uh-huh.
was that an added challenge?
It was.
Because you're not short, but you're not 7 feet.
Yeah, I'm not 7 feet tall. Yeah, it certainly was a little bit, but a good challenge in a way, in a sense of I was able to kind of try something new and work through it, figure out what worked and what didn't work. And yeah, because I'm not 7 feet tall, I wasn't able to just put my hands up and grab the ball. So
it betters you.
Yeah, I utilized other strengths like speed and
I don't think we learn much when we play in either a too comfortable position.
Absolutely.
Or when we win every game.
Absolutely. I certainly would agree.
How many seniors are you losing this year?
So we had four seniors play this year, and so we were a pretty junior heavy team.
Okay.
And so we'll lose those four seniors next year, and I think because we're such a junior heavy team this year, next year we should have a senior dominated team.
Yeah, you got a lot of kids coming up.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
How many seniors, I know it's hard to do that
mm-hmm.
out of like randomly, but how many seniors do you remember? How many seniors you might have next year?
So next year, Let's see. So,
and it's early to say what your squad will look like. Yeah, kids move here, whatever. But
we might have upwards of 7 or 8 seniors next year.
Okay.
Depending on who decides to play.
Yeah.
Which, is different than obviously what we had this year with 4 seniors. So
yeah, no, it doubles the deck.
Man. Yeah,
because you know, that year, I mean, this summer, because you won't stop, right? So this summer you'll be training.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they're sanctioned like other clubs in town to play. Camps.
Yeah. So there are definitely camps throughout the summer that I plan to be attending, and then I'll also be working some for the younger kids. My coach recently reached out to me about that. And then there is other means to play basketball in the school off season. So like there's AAU basketball, which a lot of my teammates do, which I'm not doing this year. But there's, yeah, certainly other means and other competition out there to be able to go out and play ball.
Yeah, keep honing your skills.
Yeah.
Are you involved in other sports?
Yeah, I'm doing boxing right now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I imagine that's good for your strength and your hand-eye.
Yeah, it's been a blast, and I've been wanting to do it for a while, and I figured, well, it's the off-season now, so this would be a good time to get into
and
it.
Now's your chance while you're young.
Yeah, definitely.
You get an older man, and you're like, I don't know if I can do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I think if you start young, then you can do it into your age.
Yeah, I'll be able to ease into it.
Yeah, if you're getting hit for the first time at 30 years old, man, it does not feel good.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's at the mall.
Yeah,
right?
At the mall at Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this your first year on varsity?
This was my first year on varsity.
That, I imagine that's like a completely different, not different, but like just a big advancement.
Yeah, it definitely was. And especially after taking my sophomore year of basketball off, my freshman year I played freshman basketball. So I kind of went
I jumped
from freshman basketball to varsity basketball, which was quite the jump. But I mean,
good for you.
Yeah, like I mentioned with the challenge that comes with playing a new position, like jumping levels like that just brings challenge, and that challenge is, in my perspective, part of where the fun comes from. Just like a huge change to jump up and play new competition, and then obviously like there's a much greater showing in the crowds that come to our games, like, which is extremely fun for the athletes. I've never played in any sort of atmosphere like our crosstown games here in town, which was awesome.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it was super fun.
It's got to be cool to see the gym just full.
It is. Like, yeah, you full. Warm up. As you warm up, you can watch the gym slowly fill up. And yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's where everybody is. Yep. I can tell when I drive by the schools and I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's probably crosstown, right?
Yeah.
There was something going on at Glacier one of the last few nights. Do you know what that might have been?
I'm not sure if this is what you're alluding to, but I know they had volleyball there. Volleyball tournament.
I just know I drove by and it was full.
Yeah.
At like, you know, 7 at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah, it might have been the volleyball tournament they were doing.
Okay, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
For people who might not know, explain a power forward.
Okay, so the power forward or the 3 or the 4 position is kind of a little bit of a jack of all trades, not necessarily designated to stand right underneath the hoop and be tall and box people out, but it's also not necessarily designated to stand up top and kind of control the play, which is more so the point guard's job. So with being a power forward is kind of like, it's a lot of working off the ball or working when the ball isn't necessarily in my hands. So generally the point guard will take it down, and then as a power forward, I'll start running a play or without the ball in my hands, get open so that I can receive a pass and then move on from there, as opposed to making a play from dribbling or with the ball in my hand, if that makes sense. So it's more off ball play.
Okay.
And like I mentioned earlier, it's a little more height dominant than like the 1 or the 2 or the shooting guard or point guard. So
Is that because, like, you're creating space, right? So you're trying to go to the outside, the corners.
Yep.
So you said there's power forward 3 and 4? Is that what you said?
There's small forward and power forward.
Okay.
And those are the 3 and 4 positions, and they're pretty similar. They're both, like, you're kind of working all over the court, whether that be in the perimeter around the 3-point line or in the paint under the hoop, and that's where the height gets involved a little bit, is when you're working in the paint.
Who's in the... Is one like left and right?
Yes, but it, like, generally the 3 and the 4 actually are on the same side of the court, and then the 1 and 2 are on the opposite side of the court. So it does,
okay,
it does correlate to an actual position on the court, but when you're in the middle of a game, it's very common for, like, you to just adapt to whatever situation you're in. So I could be playing the 4, which should be on the left-hand side of the court, but just because of whatever situation happened, I might end up being on the right side of the court.
What number is the center?
The center's number 5. So
if we are looking at, like, top down,
mm-hmm,
looking at the attack side of the court, right?
Yep.
We're counterclockwise 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 center.
Counterclockwise. Let's see. So the,
like, the 12 o'clock position, not 12 o'clock, like the 10 o'clock position is in 1.
Yeah, and then from that perspective, the 4 would be at, like, the 2 o'clock position.
Yes. And yeah. So if we went 1, 2, 3, 4. It'd be counterclockwise, like 1, 2, 3, 4 center.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I know people on the air can't see us gesturing.
Yeah.
But no, I've watched a lot of basketball, but not intently enough to, like, learn.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I grew up going to Warriors games as a kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish, you know, I love to go now because now I would appreciate it more. When
yeah.
I was a kid, I'm like, oh, they fly this blimp around.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot t-shirts up here, uh-huh, you know? But now it's like, holy crap, that's, you know, LeBron on the court, you know, or whoever.
Yep.
But yeah, so actually I was going to ask, what, and you might not know the answer to this, and that's probably something I'll have to look up. Basketball plays a lot of games.
Yep.
Like, my buddies and I were looking at hockey the other day, which I don't really follow, but I'm like, wow, they've played like 100 matches,
mm-hmm,
this season.
Yeah.
Right? So you have football, basically, that plays, if they win and keep going, they might play 12.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, roughly or something. But basketball, I mean, you're playing, you have a ton of matches.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison to, like, the NBA or college, we have a pretty significantly low amount of games, but in comparison to, like, high school football, we have a large number of games.
No, like, so triple.
Yeah, I think we played,
at least double,
including our divisional games. I think we played 23 or 24 games.
Okay, yeah, so twice.
Which, yeah.
Why? Do you know why that is? It's great.
Good question.
Right? But
yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining.
maybe it's length of season.
It might be length of season. It also might be, just thinking about it now, it might be the impact it has on our bodies. Maybe football requires more recovery.
That's fair.
I'm not sure about that.
That's just fair. Kind of I mean, I think we're theorizing, right?
Yeah,
that's
theorizing.
That's a strong theory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the physical toll, that's a good, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, NFL teams. How many games do you know? I mean, I think it's records.
Like 12 or 30. I don't think it's very much.
I think you're right. Yeah. Because usually when they're undefeated, it's like they're 11 and 0.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they go into the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I think they play one football game a week, which is the same as high school football.
Yeah.
Whereas with basketball, we would play generally 2 games a week.
Like when the Range Riders were in season here,
mm-hmm,
I feel like there's a game every other day.
Yeah. Like they were playing all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think where I was going with that is it's a major commitment to play basketball, of course.
Yeah.
You're traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you've managed like a 4.0 GPA?
Yeah.
That can't be easy.
Yeah, it's, well, I have really great teachers. At Flathead High School, it's really great. So
shout out to them.
They make it easy for me to keep my grades up, and they cooperate very well, and you know.
They understand.
They want me to succeed.
Yeah.
So they've certainly made it easier. But you're right, it is a commitment, and we're out of school often. So, yeah, with that being said, it's kind of nice to have some time in school for a second, and not being taken out twice a week,
mm-hmm,
or every other week, and to just make sure I've got everything caught up and I'm good to go. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, these are not all home games.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you go to Bozeman this year?
Did
you go to Billings? You went to Billings.
Right? Trying to think. We did. We played, we went to Great Falls our first game.
Okay.
And played CMR and Great Falls High.
Was that 2 days?
Yeah. So the Friday night was our first game in Great Falls against Great Falls High. And then the following Saturday morning was against CMR, or Saturday midday-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally how the schedule works, is we have a game Friday against one of the schools and then a game Saturday against the other school.
When you go to Missoula, it's the same story.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Although Missoula gets a little tricky because there's three high schools down there.
Mm.
So generally we play Sentinel and Hellgate on the same weekend, and then on a random week, we'll play Big Sky,
okay.
Which is kind of goofy, but it works out.
Yeah, it's tough to fit three in on a weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, lightning round.
Okay.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Talking or texting?
Talking.
Reading or writing?
Reading.
Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Sometimes.
Have you been to that new Barnes & Noble store?
Yes.
This is kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Favorite hype song?
We Ready.
Favorite book?
Meditations by Marcus Aurelius.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Do you play any instruments?
Used to. Not anymore.
Which one?
Trombone.
Oh, That's hard to play on your own at home.
Yeah.
Sit-ups or push-ups?
Push-ups.
Favorite subject?
All of them.
Favorite? Your greatest. What are you strongest at? Subject-wise.
Maybe math.
Okay. Favorite hobby?
Competing.
And you also can say all of them for this question, but favorite teacher?
All of them.
Would you like to give a shout out to anybody specifically?
Let's see. I think I'd just like to say I've been very, very blessed in the position I've been put in on so many levels, whether that be the place I live, being in Kalispell, which is beautiful and I love it here, and the community is great. And a lot of things that I have no control over, I'm very, very blessed in that way. And I think a lot of that, it's a very cliche answer, but I think a lot of that comes down to my parents, the way they've raised me and what they've done even before I was born to set me up in a position to where I can be successful and I can kind of push the boundaries on, you know, whatever field I decide to pursue. And yeah, so shout out to my parents. I'm very thankful for them.
Yeah, we're lucky, you know?
Yeah.
We shouldn't waste this life.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
David, congrats, man. We wish you the best going forward.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing you next year.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.